So. So my topic this morning is our annual theme. Moving forward in faith, embracing growth amidst change. You know, a lot is happening this weekend, isn't it? We had Martin Luther King's birthday celebration, and we have our government making a major change in leadership. And sometimes we can get caught up in the things that are happening outside of us. But I want us to stay focused because we're making progress, we're doing good, we're moving forward in faith, and we're embracing the growth that we're experiencing, not only as a spiritual community, but also as a country. So, I like this quote that I found because it reminded me of what we're about right here, right now. And the quote says, "Let us not tire of teaching love, for this is a force that will overcome the world. Even if we see waves of violence coming to drown out the fire of Christian love or spiritual love, love must win out. It's the only thing that can. Love is that's that gift in us from God. And love will prevail even in the darkness, because love shines a light in the darkness. It gives hope." So Martin Luther King Jr., this really pertains to us. He says, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." We've seen a lot of things happening and challenging us as a spiritual community. But I loved how we picked up the baton and we began to run through the experiences that we were going through towards the end of last year. We're prospering, you know that? We're prospering. We're drawing to us the resources and the sources that we need to keep the lights on, to keep things moving. And it's wonderful, I'm telling you. Moving forward in faith. Embracing growth amidst change. And our world is changing, isn't it? Our world is changing. Some see lack, but we know that there's no lack in the universe. There's only that we have not manifested, that we have not tapped into. The resources are there. I like this. "We're all expressions of one power and one presence in the universe. Being a part of that, how can we fail?" We cannot fail, can we? If we surrender to that power and that presence and follow those little nudgings. Or this morning in the Walk to Talk class, we talked about the desires. God wants to express through us. That's what our desires are about. They're about letting God work through us to reach out and touch into the universe. So, embracing the truth of our being, because it starts with us individual. Who do you think you are? Who do you say you are? And then we bring it to, you know, it's like a bonfire. You know, you put one log on and light it, and then you add more and add more. That's what we do in consciousness. It's like bringing us all together to uplift this ministry, to create a ministry that inspires and draws people in. Right now, what we're doing, we're fostering an environment where everyone feels valued and empowered. That's what we're about. When we align our thoughts with love, joy, and abundance, we become one. Remember the beacon we talked about? We become the beacon. We become the light. We glow. We attract. And that's how we move forward. We want to draw those who are seeking peace, who are seeking love, who are seeking to know that they are beautiful individuals, that they can grow spiritually. Each one of us carries what? We carry that spark that contributes to the light that we are, to the presence that we are. But guess what? First you gotta recognize it, right? First you gotta recognize it. Then I like to think of us celebrating the uniqueness in each one of us. Each one of us has talents. Each one of us brings talents to the table. Each one of us brings our own set of unique gifts and strengths. My question to you is, how can you use them to uplift those around you? You know, we have to spread a lot of light into the universe because people are going to need to be uplifted. We know everyone has potential. Everyone has potential to be great because in us is that spark of divinity. In us is that which is our greatness. We're enriched by diversity of backgrounds and experiences, and we have different perspectives here. But when we set an intent for continued spiritual growth and nourish that inner spirit, then we can welcome all the voices, all the people that come through these doors who are seeking what we have here. We can overcome the obstacles that may stand in our way. But we can't just do this by listening. We can't just do this by hearing. I have a little little joke on the bulletin board downstairs. I'm not going to say what it is, but we can't do this by just hearing the word and then doing nothing. We need to move out into the community. Now, I know you're saying, well, I can't meet at the church and go out and do this, but you're an individual spark. You can go out as a representative of what we learned here, of the principles that Charles and Myrtle Fillmore taught. You can go out walking the talk, and people will be curious as to where you're learning, what you're learning that moves you through experiences. I've had people ask me, I don't know how you stand so peaceful through through what, whatever we may be going through at that moment. But we know how to take that deep breath, don't we? We know how to turn within, how to get our strength and our power and our wisdom and our understanding from the guidance that is in each and every one of us. Yeah. Faith by itself, and this is from James, the book of James 2:17, it says, faith by itself, faith by itself, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We learned about faith last week, didn't we? If it does not have works, if you don't do the work, if you don't do the prayer work, if you don't do the meditations, if you don't do the affirming the truth, if you don't do the trying to keep your mind stayed and focused on the good rather than on what else may be going on. As we move forward as a minister, as a ministry rooted in the principles of unity, we have to commit to nurturing not only our own spiritual growth, but also that of the community. Together we can create a vibrant, thriving spiritual home that reflects the teachings of oneness. That's what we're all about. And I just read something saying that we're one does not mean we're the same. Let me say that again. Saying that we are one does not mean that we're the same. Sometimes we get that concept and we think that everyone should think just as I do. Everyone should move just as I do. Everyone should react just as I do. We're one in spirit. That doesn't mean the humanness of us is the same. Yeah. So we need to acknowledge that. We need to recognize that. And we need to celebrate that. And that's what I mean when I said earlier, each one of us brings our own uniqueness to this moment. I'm not even going to say to this ministry. I'm going to say in every moment that you're in and you're surrounded, each person brings their own uniqueness to that moment. And if we take time to listen with our spiritual ear, and what does that mean, Vernetta? Listening with our spiritual ear means not listening and judging or fixing or trying to change what the person is thinking, but listening, understanding what where they're coming from. Yeah, that's how we recognize our oneness. We're one, but you have your own set of opinions. And I'm not going to try to change that. What I'm going to do is live the life that I'm learning about in hopes that I'll be a magnet for you to want to follow suit, to see what it's all about, to see what loving one another as I have loved you, what is that all about? It's about unconditional love, unconditional judgment. Yeah. So, I want you to ask yourself, because mainly this morning we want to keep the growth that we're embracing. We want to keep moving forward. This is a new year. We want to experience Now we want more of what we experienced the end of 2024. So I want you to ask yourself a couple questions. Number one is, how can you contribute to the progress of our ministry? What talents do you bring to the table? What can you do? There's lots of work to be done. I'm not talking about physical necessarily. We have a prayer team. We have prayer service every Wednesday. What can you do to contribute to that? If you can't come out to that, how about there's some sheets on the table? How about picking up the prayer service and taking some time around 12 noon when we're here gathered in that Christ consciousness and praying with us? There are lots of ways. How can you contribute to the progress of our ministry? And the other question I want you to take some time to think about as you go about your week, do you have ideas on ways to strengthen and serve this community? Not only in this community in here, but the community outside of these walls. Do you have ideas on ways to strengthen and serve our community? Now, as you think about things, think about, can you provide the leadership for that? And that's where most people start backing out of their thoughts. But that's an important thing. We need volunteers. We need leadership people. We need people to take the ball and run with it. And the others of us will follow you, just like in football. You know how the quarterback throws the ball and all his team joins in to try to make it happen, make it work. Yeah. So let's take time to reach out and to be the light in the dark. Whether you're volunteering or supporting a local charity, you know, when you go out into the community, I like to name drop. I belong to Unity Church of Life. Yeah, just drop a name. Mm-hmm. Or simply sharing a kind word with someone. All that contributes to the growth of a spiritual community. In Matthew 5 and 16, we're called to let our lights shine before others that they may see our good deeds and glorify God in heaven. Now, this is not saying to brag and boast about what you're doing out here. To me, it's saying walk the talk. If you're going to learn that you're a spiritual being in this human experience, then act like it. Follow the words and the nudgings of spirit as you go out and do the work and the will of the spirit within. And always, always, gratitude for where you are right here, right now, knowing you're going to progress further. It's easy to focus on lack, isn't it? Anybody in here do that? I'll raise my hand, but I didn't mean to raise it. It's easy, though, to slip into that, to listen to the reports of there's not going to be enough. That's real easy, isn't it? Yeah. watching television. But the thing is, we need to take a stand on truth. Everything that is, was, and ever will be was created before the very foundation of the universe. We're told that in Genesis. So are we going to focus on the lack, or are we going to focus on all that has been created and being a magnet to attract those things into our lives? And I'm not talking about necessarily material things. I know I love peace. Anybody else love peace? Mm-hmm. How about love? The feelings that you get when someone shares with you. Yeah. Few of us in here are into that. But you know, when you know what you are and who you are, you can let go and follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. And guess what? As we do that, we embrace all that life has, knowing that anything that may be uncomfortable is just a grounds for us to learn, grounds for us to prove that there is an overcoming. Yeah, our experiences are like our lessons in life. So, each day, take a moment to reflect on the gifts that God has bestowed upon you. Practice gratitude. Open your heart to receive even more of God's grace and God's blessings. Embrace our spiritual desires with intention and purpose. And by all means, to even bring all this together, seek a deeper relationship and understanding with God. Know that that Spirit is in you, that you live and move and have your being in it. And let's serve others. Our prayer chaplains, when they're up here, they're serving others. When you go visit someone who may be having a challenge, you're serving others. We not only honor our own spiritual journey when we do things like that, but we become vessels of God's love and God's light in the world. So we know nothing happens unless we take time to turn within, unless we take time to tap into our resources, to know that Spirit, to feel that Spirit in us. So let's take a moment, and we'll begin with the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll have a moment of meditation. So let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So take a deep breath. I want us to settle into a moment of meditation. Breathe in deeply, and as you release, Give yourself to take this moment apart. You know, of our human selves, we always want to be doing and going and moving. But this is a moment just to connect. Breathing in and breathing out, letting yourself feel that peace that passeth all understanding. Settle deep within you. We make this inward journey to strengthen ourselves, to connect with the wisdom that is within. To journey into that point of peace. And we're all part of the whole. As we sang in the song this morning, we're all part of that great tapestry. And the greatest thing in the world is to know you are a part of something greater than anything out in the world. We're all interconnected. Breathing in and breathing out, giving yourself permission to let go just a little more, to surrender to this moment. Divine Spirit is guiding us as we embrace our potential, as we cultivate our minds. Breathing in and breathing out, we come to a point deep within us where we know it's all right to let go. Where we know it's all right to settle into this moment of tranquility. Where we know it's all right to sit in the quiet and soak in. Spirit, our natural state. Breathing in and breathing out, take a moment to yourself. Contemplate the goodness of God. Contemplate the love, regardless of appearances. The love that is filling the universe. Feel the energy of Holy Spirit moving in and throughout you. In, take a breath, out, take a breath. Blood flowing and coursing through your veins. Everything connecting to the indwelling power within. Feel it right here, right now, in this moment, in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we know you are the energy that is moving in and throughout this room, right here, right now, touching what needs to be touched to bring us to a point of surrendering to all that has been prepared for us. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold right here, right now. I have an affirmation, and it's in your inserts. I thrive as I open my heart. Feeling the energy of Spirit moving through you right here, right now. No, I thrive as I open my heart. Let's affirm that together. I thrive as I open my heart. And now I want you to think of someone who you want to send this energy to, that you want them to know that they are a precious child of God. And let's affirm this as we place them before us. You thrive together. You thrive as you open your heart. And see them opening up, being open and receptive to the words that you are sharing with them. Together again. You thrive as you open your heart. And then as a sense of community, we hold a vision of all that we know. And we know that they thrive as they open their hearts. And we affirm this as a sense of community by saying we together. We thrive as we open our hearts. And for this and all things, we say, Amen.